Sadi Aleph and Aleph, four lines down. Tanya Kavos of the Rab. Tanya Kavos of the Rab Yehuda. So this is the case of Gag and Hashem and Rabbanon. You only get Dalad, they ask her Dadi. You don't see good Asik Mechitzis. Tanya Kavos of the Yehuda, that he says over here, because the Timsa Loimar. Dibur Mayor Gagan Rishus Adatsman, etc. That okay. So Tanya was to the Rav that according to the Chumim, the Gagan asked will prohibit each other. You can't carry more than Dalad Amos. Kol Gagas Hayir Rishus Achasein. Vasa Lahalos Alherd Min a Gagan Lachotzer Min a Chotzer Lagagan. So the mayor says, this is the Brisa, the mayor is talking at the beginning of the Brisa, that all of the Gagas, the air one rishos. And you cannot be, and you may carry from one Gag to the next. But you can't carry from the Gag to a Chatzar, or from a Chatzar to the Gag, because the mayor holds his Gzera because of a tail rishos or Rabbim. We can't let him shove to the Chatzar. But to the Tatal and Bechatzar. The Kalim would start out Shabbos in the Chatzar. You may carry them from one Chatzar to the next. Begagin, you set out in the Gag, you may carry it, but to the Tatal and Begagin, you may carry it from one Gag to the next. But if one Gag is 10 Tvachim higher, 10 Tvachim lower than the other one, then it's the same problem with the Gzer Mishum Tel Mishas Arabim. We relate to one Gag, which is 10 Tvachim higher than the other one, as if it's compared to like a tail to the next one, which is lower, and therefore you couldn't carry from one to the other. Each Gag has its own independent, distinct Rishus. You only let it carry four Amis in that Gag. So that's Rav's Din, that Kor the Chomim. Each Gag is one, since each Gag is ports to the next Gag, it's ports to Mokama Osir. You can't carry more than Dalit. Okay. That's Tanya Kavasa the Rab. Tanya Kavasa the Bihuru, who says this idea that Cardinal Mayor. Gagan Rishus Yatzmon, Chatzeres Rishus Yatzmon, Rishus Yatzmon. According to Chachamim, Gagan and Chatzeres are one Rishus, and Karfivas are separate Rishus. Omer Rebbe, Kishayino Loimdin Torah Eitzel Rebbe Shimon B'Tzakaya. Rebbe says, we were learning by Rebbe Shimon. Hayino Malin Shemen Valmutins. We would take shemen, oil, and baluntis, and the towel. Migag legag, umigag lechotzer, mechotzer lechotzer, mechotzer lekarfif, umikarfif lekarfif acher, asheyinu megiin eitzel hamayin, sheyinu rechus yinba. So they would go to the whatever rechitza which was permitted. They were able to transport whatever they needed. From through the process of Gagan to Chatzeres to Karfifus, so they were allowed to do that. So that's Reb Shimon held that was mutter. That's Reb Shimon Shita, that the Gagan, the Chatzeres, and the Karfifus are all considered one. Through so learning Torah by Reb Shimon, that's what we did. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Maisa Bishas HaSakana, Vayinu Malim Sefer Torah Mechotzer Legag, Megag Lechotzer. So they transported a Sefer Torah from the Chatzar to the Gag, from the Gag to the Chatzar to the Karfev, to transport it to a place where they'd be able to be do it in a hidden way, and they were able to read the Sefer Torah there. Amrloi Ein Shas HaSakana Raya. So they said So he's saying halacha l'maisa that we did that. So that that's the gemara. They said back to him that you can't prove mishas zakana that you're allowed to do that otherwise. In Rabbi Shimon, this point, at least in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we've proven that kulam mishas zakah is saying. The thought process of Rashi before was that in Reb Meir we have the gzeiros, so we know that you can't carry from a gag to a chatzar or vice versa. Neither of them was matzah. The chachamim don't have that gzeiros, so as much as they deal with the chatzar and the karf, the gag and the chatzar is being similar in regards to karfif. You see from they came along and said, "Ein shas is called a raya." Means they said that that was a shimon shita, but otherwise you can't. So we assume that the karfiv is not permitted. Okay, see Rashi. Tanya kavasa to Rav, so that we're holding Rashi. It's in the wide lines. Six lines down the white lines. Tanya goes to the Rav Dom Eliel, the Gagan Hashem and the Rabbanon, the Ain, the Talthim by Elabadal, the Asriya Dodi. So, according to the Chomim, that each Gag is part of the Makam Asriloi, you cannot carry more than Dalit in each Gag. Well, I mean, a good Asik, Mechitza Shein Akaris. And we don't say good Asik, that they are not porous because there's the walls which are beneath come up and separate between the chaseris, because since they're not nikkur, you don't see good asik. Rishus achas l'matatim itzel zeh. So Rebbe Meir says you can carry from one to the next. Also l'halas l'harid. Rebbe Meir says the gozer mishum tail, but you can't carry from a chaser to a gag because of the gzeira. Kedem trishavis. In the chotzer, but the talit of the chotzer, al bishul irvo, wood in the shechet says you can carry it within that chotzer or to another chotzer, because it's a shabbos b'chotzer, you're allowed to carry it. The only issue with lack of erev is you can't carry from the house to the chotzer. Rishus la'atzma, maybe the talit is the chum sit back. You can't carry from one to the other, even teich dalid. More than dalid, or dalid or more. Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliyah, the Rabbi Shimon. At least we've proven Rabbi Shimon's shita that everything is one. Shemen lost it by they would after they would be reichitz, they would anoint themselves with shemen. I'll notice this topic, but and a towel to dry with. Megag legag, megag lechotzer, mechotzer the karfiv, mekarfiv the karfiv, kula gersin. That's the gersin. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Shimon says, gag and chaseres and karfifis. You're allowed to carry from one to the next. Omarav halacha k'rav Shimon. Pasuk k'rav Shimon. However, v'hu shelo ervu, that if the chaseris can made a Reuben amongst himself in each chatzer, so now there are kalim from the bayis in the chatzer. This has to carry from chatzer to etc. is only kalim which are shavis b'chatzer. So now you have Kelim which are Shabbos b'chatzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you have Kelim which are Shabbos b'bayis, and they're both sitting on the chatzer together. So he can't allow you to carry the Kelim which are Shabbos b'chatzer, mechatzer the chatzer, and to gag, etc., because you might end up carrying the Kelim which are Shabbos b'bayis in that. Alba irvu loy, if they made an eruv in the chatzer, they can't carry from chatzer to chatzer, because you didn't do ma'osu lapuke money debatim l'chatzer. You might take the Kelim which were Shabbos b'bayis, therefore they're kli bayis, from there to the next chatzer, and that's not permitted. So therefore, in the case where they were ervu, you don't have this heter of Shimon. Shmuel Amar bein ervu ubein loy ervu. Even in the case of when there was an erev, Rav Shimon's din is still true, and the kelim which are shabbos b'chatzer may be carried from one chatzer to the next, etc. Okay, b'chinam Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan also said that he said milach shecha bein ervu ubein shelo ervu. Who literally who whispered to you? That there should be any difference between the two of them, so there's no difference whether they're Erev or not. Okay. Fine. Massive law, Rav Chisa Rashiv. Yeah. Massive Rav Chisa. What?
Rashi does take out.
Rashi takes it out. Joseph keeps it out. Okay. Masul Rav Chisda Lishmo. So Rav Chisda asked Shmuel, with Rabbi Yochanan, he asked the question, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yomru, people will say, Shnei Kelim B'chotzer, Achas, you have two kelim and one chatzur. Is that motor? Is that osir? So people don't understand that this kelim you're allowed to carry from here to the next chatzur. You know that's a bit confusing to people. So how could you allow such a thing? Some more answers. Rav Shimon Latamei, Zilah Gozer. Yeah, Rav Shimon. That's we're going under Rav Shimon. That is Rav Shimon Shita. We don't make that problem. We don't have that problem. Where do you see that?
Good morning, Jonathan.
So we had before of the case where you have three people who are beyond the tchum. And here's one, here's the second, here's the third. And the outer ones, two of their amas overlap with the inner ones, the middle one. But A doesn't overlap with C at all. The only overlap is with B. So Rav Shimon said you're allowed to take A is allowed to take what he has and sit down with B within the Dalai, his Dalai Lamas and eat together. And then B could turn around and do the same thing with C, but A and B can't do it. We don't say that having A be sitting there eating some things with B and then B eating with C, and eventually you could have A taking something to C because A will give something to B and B will give it to C. We're not worried about that. We'll keep everything distinct to what's supposed to be between A and B with A and B, what's supposed to be B and C with B and C. We're not going to mix it up. And he said, Lamal Dabradam. The Sholot Chatzeres, Apsucha Zulazu, Upsucha Zushazaram. They have three Chatzeres which are open one to the other, and each one has its own separate open. So they're not using a Jesus regal from one to the next. So they're independent. And the two outer chaseres, each one had made an error together with the middle one. So the law is himuteris imahen veimuteris imah. Ubezachitzernos asurin zayim zay. So. So A, Chatzur A is allowed to transport things to Chatzur B and vice versa. B is allowed to transport things to C and vice versa. But A and B cannot carry from one to, A and C cannot carry from one to the other. And A can't carry Kaylee to B and then leave it there and ask a person from Chatzur B to carry it to C. So you have Kaylee sitting in Chatzur B, which are also to carry to C. And Kelim, which are mutter to carry to see, we said that's no problem. But like Gaza, Rav Shimon wasn't geyser that you can't allow this type of situation, and people will get confused. He wasn't worried about that. The Gaza Dilma also lafuke mani the high chotzer, the ha chotzer, the ha chotzer. So I remember the Gaza Dilma also lafuke mani the batim the chotzer. So we don't make things there.
It would be gzera.
Just be like, you know, you have to set up a system which works. If I'm going to tell you that, you know, that this is usher and this is mutter, is this a working system? It's like, you know, we go under the rules of kulachad gzera, but the idea being that, you know,
I understand you could say kulachad gzera, but doesn't seem so schwer to say, like, we weren't gozer because the maizid is a gzera.
Correct. I'm saying, but I think the more presented as a kasha, like, which is like more than, you know, like you don't usually ask a kasha, well, why wouldn't you go there? Because the more holds, it's not going to work. It's just, you're creating an antenna, you're telling me you're a system which Lachara shouldn't work. Rishim's not worried about it, that's the more is there, you know. Masa Rav Sheshis. Rishim and Amr Echad Gagas. Echa chaterus, echa kafifus. Meshus achas saying the kedem sheshavsu b'seichem. Well, the kedem sheshavsu b'seichem bias. So one meshus for the kedem which are in there, which are shavus in the gag chotzer carpet, but the kedem which are shavus b'bias may not be taken from the gag to the chotzer to the carpet. Now, he ever mishdama the irvu hanan mishkachas lo mani the batim b'chotzer. So we're discussing, what do you do with the kelim which are from the bayis, which are in the chatzim? May you carry them from them to one chatzim to the next? So it says, no, you may not. But how they get there to start with? So you had to have had an area between the batim and the chatzim. So according to Shmuel, that's good. According to Rab, that's shver. Because Eliyam and Mishloi Ervu, if you tell me that Shimon only said as a loch of Mishloi Ervu, in the case of Ervu, he says you may not carry from one gag to the next. Right. If they're eruv, so the case is there's shalay eruv. Shalay eruv. Hechem mishkachas lo mani debatim bechotzer. That's Rav Sheshis' question. So Rav Sheshis answered very simply. Who most of law? Who mafarik? Well, he asked the question that he realized he had the answer. The kumps of the sudra, kalim which were kalim of the bayis, which a person wore outside. Right, and then he took them off outside. So that he's allowed to do. So even though there's no area between the house and the chotzer, he's allowed to wear his sweater outside, and then he gets outside, he takes the sweater off. Okay, now, may he carry that sweater? You told me all the chaseres are one rishus? No, you cannot carry that keli from, because it's a keli, kli bayis. So, kumps is a hat, and sudra is like the hat and the kerchief around the neck. So they were taken out, derech malbush, so you cannot carry from the one to the next. Let's see Rashi. Mushal Ervu, five lines up from the bottom. B'nei Chatzer is kolachas la'atah. The Rishim is halacha that you care from one chatzer to the next. It doesn't apply when each one of the chatzeres had made their own chatzer own Ervu amongst themselves. The Hashal Shkichi, if they didn't make an Ervu, the Shkichi keli batim b'chatzer. Since no keli batim b'chatzer like the Migzer, we won't be concerned. Isharisa lahoitzi kelim sheshavsu b'zu. If there's no Erev, there's no reason to be concerned about transporting by mistake the Kli Bayis to the next Chatzim. Our Erev will call it Chatzim La'atzma. If the Chatzeris had made their own, each made their own Erev, V'lo Erev basically Chatzeris Yachad, they had not been Arab together. Also the Taltum Mizulazu. They can't carry from one to the next. I feel a kli chotzer, demon kelim which started out Shabbos in the chotzer. The kibun the shchichi mani debatim bechotzer, because since once they made an error, they're kelim of the bayis which are now in the chotzer. Therefore, the zrin and dilma osi lafuke mani debatim shebechotzer zu lechotzer zu. They'll carry kelim of the bayis to the next chotzer, which that's not permitted. Shimon b'ayda b'hu the k'tani. I would love the kelim which was shabbos in the bayis. Even Rav Shimon never permitted kelim which was shabbos in the bayis to be carried from one chatzit to the next. Elach shav lurker sin. You know, hanin mishkachos lo manin debatim b'chatzit. This is we miss the abul loik the kelim which was shabbos in the bayis. We're discussing you may not carry kelim which are in the bayis from one chatzit to the next. Well, how do they get to the chatzit? Must be there was an eruv. No, we come to the sudra. Sheshov se besech abayis. Vaytzi in lechatzer derech malbush.
Vice
versa, the opposite case. Each one on the outside, you got to go to the one that would be the Shabbos, then takes it off and it pals. Retain the status of being a Chatzar. Correct. I mean, but you can't carry from the bias. You have a problem. There's still an Isser Hotzor of carrying from a bias to a Chatzar that Rishim didn't permit. Right? But if you'd put it back on and wear it outside, you wouldn't lose, it hadn't lost its status. Right? You could then, you know, carry it from one to the next. Okay.
And you can be, Derech Malbush, you can go, you know, after you've transported to from the bayis to the chatzer, you can go from the chatzer to a different chatzer, Derech Malbush.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, right. The point was even but you can't do it not Derech Malbush.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Toshma. So the starting point over here is this is the Mishnah before, and the more is going to bring it to Sefta, which expands upon the words of the Mishnah. Anche chotzer, anche merpeset, sheshochu b'lo erivu. So you had the Bnei Aliyah had a merpeset that they all accessed to, and then from there they had a ladder which took them down into the chotzer, and then there was people who had houses which opened directly into the chotzer. So that's called anche chotzer, anche merpeset. And they weren't marav together. So Mishnah says, "Kol shegavu yud tvachim l'merpeset, pachas mikan is l'chotzer." Okay, so that we had before. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Comes to Sefta. The Sefta continues on this, on that thought.
What do you mean that's the lashon of the Mishnah? Earlier Mishnah in the Sefta.
Anshe chotz asher pesed sheshochu v'lo erivu kol shegavu yud tvachim l'merpeset pachas mikan is l'chotzer. So it was a Mishnah Pegim on the base. Yeah. Kol shegavu yud tvachim l'merpeset, anything which is 10 tvachim high. Yeah, and it's within, the Gemara says, within the Dal Tzvachim of the Merpeset. It has Rishus of the Merpeset on it, and it's used by the Bnei Merpeset. Pachas Mikan is the Chotzer. It belongs to the Bnei Chotzer, and not the Bnei Merpeset, and it's Mutzer to carry. Okay. Okay, this halacha that we look at the merpeset and the chotzer is being distinct from each other. You may not carry from one to the next. Shehoyu elu shorabim, ve'elu shorabim, ve'irvu elu la'atzman, ve'elu la'atzman. Each one was there is a unit of people which lived there, a few people, different, you know, more than one person, and each one had made it their own separate erev. So now they're two distinct entities. There's the Bnei Aliyah, Bnei Merpeset is one unit, and then there's the Bnei Chotzer is a separate unit, or Ashayachidim. The merpeset belonged, was all used by one person, and the chotzer was all used by one person. So that makes each one distinct. It's not that. So we say not only did the bnei chotzer and the bnei merpeset not be marv together, teacher. but they themselves were not ma'ariv. So Bnei Rapeset weren't ma'ariv, and the Bechotzer were not ma'ariv. So, Gaag Bechotzer, Vachsadjim Rapeset, Kulam Rishus Achasein. So then you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the merpes, merpes to the chotzer, because that's the same thing as I carry from a gag to the chotzer. They're not distinct from each other unless they were all ma'ariv together, made themselves one unit. So we see time is loy ervu. Ho ervu is loy. It says if they're ma'ariv, they cannot carry from one to the next. If they were not ma'ariv, they may carry from one to the next. So that's mamish. That's Rav's din. Mor says, "Hamani Rabbanan." And this rice is not Rav Shimon. This rice is the Rabbanan. And like we said before, that the Dibri, according to the Chachamim, Gagim Chaserus Rishus Achas. So you may carry from the Gag to the Chatzur. Right? So the Chachamim, that's the Chachamim saying, in the case of Lo Yirvu, you may carry from one to the other. But the Chosin Rav and Shmuel is in Rav Shimon, not in the Chacham. He says, and I'll prove it to you that it's the Chacham. It's not Rav Shimon. Dekanami, the Lokotani Karfev Umavi. It says that the Gagin and the Gag Chotzer Achsadim Repesed are all one Rishus. You know, if you're making this comprehensive list, what happened to the Mavi and the Karfev? From the Shimon, it's the Mavi and the Karfev also are all one Rishus. Teretz is the Chacham said that they're not one Rishus. So that's what we said before in the Chachamim. Gag and Mechaseres Rishus Achas, Karfev is Rishus Achas. That we look at the Karfev as being distinct from the Gag and the Chaseres. And Rashi referenced this brisa on Amud Beis. Rashi in the first wide line on Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph, the brisa Maseil on the Come on, the Tani Gag Mechotzer Sadi Repesik Kolam Rishus Achas saying. Mechotzer Repesik Kibes Chaseres Dami. Chatzim Pesach is the same thing as two chaseres. With the Yukon Adol, the Loitani bought Karfev and Mavi, and being like Rabbana. Right, so this is the Rice Rashi is referring to. So you see that we look at the Karfev distinct from the Gag and the Chatzim. So that's not a Kasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel is discussing in Rav Shimon, and this is going in the Chacham. It's all here.